So I guess when we call something a proverb, when we call it a proverb, I learned recently that a proverb, it's very, very hard, even using Wikipedia and even using Google, it's very, very hard to figure out who actually said the proverb. So when I was growing up, I guess you probably have all heard it also. I looked it up, I was trying to figure out who actually said this, I couldn't figure it out, so I just left it out. If at first you don't succeed, try again. You've heard. If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's going to be the topic of this week's Hashkafa Shmuz. What got me thinking about if at first you don't succeed, try again? Two things, two very emotional and very gut-wrenching situations that I found myself in over the last 2 days. The past 2 days for our yeshiva community have been very, very difficult days. One for particularly for our yeshiva community, and one for all of world Jewry. 2 days ago, we had the terrible massacre in the B'nai Torah shul, 1,000 feet from my aunt and uncle's house in Har Nof, a shul that I've been in many times, learned in many times. Terrible, tragic killing of Gedolei Torah, Masmidim, B'nai Torah, Lomdei Torah. So hard to, in the middle of Tefillah, in the middle of Kriya Shmatz, Mamash Lo Yuman Ki Yusupar. We're going through a difficult time. And then yesterday, one of the boys in our yeshiva who lost his mom after a very long, difficult illness. So these two events got me thinking about this particular idea. So first of all, I had this chus to somehow, really through my wife, through a fluke, through my brother-in-law in Eretz Yisrael, how I got connected a little bit to the Yifrach family. Mamish a fluke, I'm not usually the guy who gets connected to all these people, but through a fluke I got connected. And the father of Uri Yifrach, the father of Eyal Yifrach, who was murdered by the terrorists over the summer, one of the three boys. So Uri, his father, I had this chus of picking him up from the airport and arranging some speaking engagements for him in America and getting to know him. He slept in my house. I ate a little bit with him, got to know him, got to spend some time with him, which was a big chus that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave me. So one of the things that came out is that he shared some excerpts of his son's diary. He spoke in yeshiva, he gave some excerpts. And apparently, I didn't know this, but in Israel, there was a whole write-up in the newspapers, had a massive big write-up about Eyal Yifrach's diary. Like his father said, when he was here, he only happened to write the diary the last year of his life. When he was 18, that's when he wrote his diary. Never wrote a diary before that, never wrote after that. When he was 18, he wrote a diary. And it's a mazel that the diary happened to not be in his knapsack at the time. Usually it was in his knapsack, but he happened to be, he left it at home, whatever it was, so the family had something. So I really feel like, we had a big zchus that just at the time of darkness of Klal Yisrael, such a time of darkness, so we had a little bit of a breath of light in terms of how one is supposed to deal with difficult times. And one of the amazing things that he wrote in his diary, beautiful daher, I'll just read you from the diary. He wrote, "I am not scared, nor do I back down. Quite the contrary. This requires from me more strength. I don't know for sure how I will succeed to give, but I will always try. I am not afraid of failure. I just have a desire to succeed, to try. Always try. Go outside, try, breathe in the outside air. Be strong. You will fall, you will get up. You will fall again, even 1,000 times. But know that even if you fell 1,000 times, that is a proof that you succeeded in getting up each time after you fell. It is a proof that you have the strength to give up. That you have the strength to get up." So wrote Eyal Yifrach in his diary. So I figured if we have the zchus to hear yesterday, and that somehow in life, both when faced with difficult times, we spoke about this last week, but also just in terms of a person's own personal growth and his own success and his own hatzlacha and being a Jew and growing in his Yiras Shamayim and growing in his learning and growing in his davening and growing in his service, we have to remember this message that we all try to improve ourselves. We're all good Jews. We're trying to be better. We come to the yeshiva. We come to the Beis Medrash to learn. We come to davening every day. And there's a lot of things that we would like to see better in ourselves. A lot of things that we would like to see improve. And a lot of times we try and we try and we try and we try to beat a certain... We try to beat a certain Yetzirah. We try to beat a certain... And we feel like we keep trying and trying and trying. And after a while of trying to grow in a certain way or beat a certain Yetzirah, after a while, a person feels like it just ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So, Eyal Yifrach's diary here is trying to tell us what I think is a very, very important yisod in Yiddishkeit, and I want to show a little bit some Amori Chazal, where Chazal have also, I think, spoken about this a little bit, to show some Amori Chazal, where Chazal also felt, trying to give us the sense of chizuk. That even if you try many, many times at something, you can still continue. And the other moving expression of this, before I get into the Mamori Chazal, is that the Levaya yesterday that we had to go to, the very, very difficult Levaya. So one of our Talmidim spoke a lot about this, spoke a lot about continuing the battle to try. Someone who has struggled very, very much, struggled very, very much in life, but still has the wherewithal, even you struggle, you try to beat certain things, you try to be better. It applies to so many areas of life. And I'd like to just try to give you a little bit of chizuk in this regard of continuing to try at certain things that you think, oh, this is the way I am, this is the way I'm created, I'm never going to be able to beat this. How do I know? Because I've tried, say, yeah, Afrach says, if you keep trying as a raya, if you get up again and you still have the omits to try, it means that you have a certain sense of kochos with this. I'd like to talk about this a little bit. Certainly, what our Talmud quoted yesterday, the pasuk, "Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam," right? Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. So the Navi tells us that that adarava, that's the way a person becomes a tzadik. Dafka through a person falling and falling, a tzadik. The Navi says, "Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam." That the way you become a tzaddik is dafka by falling and getting up again, and falling and getting up again. That's the way a person becomes a tzaddik. Dafka, if you're still in the fight, so that shows that's the only way to become a tzaddik. That's what it seems to be. That's the only way. Like Rav Huttner said to the Talmud who was going through, Rav Huttner, one of his letters quotes this pasuk, and Talmud who was having a lot of difficulty fighting his yetzirah on certain issues, so Rav Huttner told him this pasuk. We have other statements of Chazal. I didn't get a chance even to look all of them up, but Yeshua Hashem Keherafayim means that we don't realize, we think our life is going in a certain way, and the path is going in a certain way, and we keep on trying, and it's going to be the same result every time. We get into a sense of, I tried with this, I tried this, oh, same result happened again. I tried to fix this, I tried to do, oh, same result. I tried to get myself to davening, whatever, I tried to make minyan a set part of my life. I try to cut certain words out of my vocabulary. It's not having, I try to, you know, this vice or the internet or whatever the vice happens to be, or whatever the hanhaga toiva that I'm trying to get in myself happens to be, or the hanhaga ra that I'm trying to get rid of. Whatever it happens to be. A lot of times we try and try and try. We don't remember this proverb that Yeshua Hashem Keherafayim means that circumstances in life can change in a heartbeat. We don't realize when that time, when that ma'ayan of that the wellspring of blessing might open up for us. We don't realize it. We think life is always going to be like this. We don't realize that sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam, for various reasons, might open up for us small windows of opportunity that weren't there the first or second or tenth or twentieth time we tried. He might give us, and sometimes, adarabba, the more a person works at trying to fix these things, it might not be time number 10 or time number 20 or time number 30, and sometimes what needs to happen is, and I could tell you that personally in my life, I've seen this so many times, with some struggles that I'm not really even willing to speak about so publicly. But certain struggles I've seen with myself, you don't realize that sometimes if you're trying and trying and trying to work on a certain midah, whatever it is, trying and trying and trying, and you feel like you never, all of a sudden, sometimes it's actually the time when you get the breakthrough is when you mamish throw up your hands and say to Rabbanu Shalom, I've mamish put in all my karchas possible. It's now up to you, like we spoke about last week a little bit. It's now up to you. That's dafka the moment where the Rabbanu Shalom will open up that ability. That's what I've seen in my life. And that's dafka the moment where you finally say, listen, I tried, and you mamish, you poured your heart out. It might be, that's time number 101, you know, time number 401. It's the next time, right? It's the next time that the Rabbanu Shalom might just give you the siyata d'shmaya. Because that's really the whole key of what I want to speak about. And I once heard it said like this, that, you know, the Gemara says, Gemara that I'm very fond of quoting all the time, I believe it's a Gemara in Tainus, I think around Dav Zayin, somewhere around the Dav Ches, I don't know where it is, maybe the Rebbe knows. The Gemara says, a very famous Gemara, the Gemara says, if a person tells you, Yagata v'lo matzasa, then you don't believe. If he tells you, matzasa v'lo, that lo yagata matzasa, yagata v'lo matzasa, you don't believe. So some of the Bali Musa point out about that Gemara, that the language of the Gemara is a little bit strange. It shouldn't have said matzasa, that matzasa means you found something that you didn't know was there, metzia, right? You found a metzia. But that's usually the context of matzasa, that it shouldn't say it's a metzia, that's something you found. It means it's a result of your hard work. You worked hard, so you achieved. It should have said yagata v'hisagta or something like that. You worked hard and then you reached. You worked hard, right? You go to a day of work and you come home at the end of the day, you made $1,000. So what are you going to say? I worked hard, so I made $1,000. I worked hard, so that's the result of what I made. But that's what the Bali Musa say. No, even once you put in your hishtadlus, and that's just a very, very important thing for us to remember. And I think it's very hard for people to always really remember this. Our job in this world is only effort. It's only effort. It's only putting the effort. Results are up to the Rabbanu Shalom. I like to say all the time, results are up to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's what the Gemara means. Yagata umatsasa. Megillah. I knew it was early. Thank you. Okay, right. Clavels, appreciate it. Not Tainus, Megillah. Megillah of Davov. Thank you. Okay. At least I got the general neighborhood of the Daf. Okay. But yeah, Gemara Megillah. So, unless I got the right Seder. Okay. So the Gemara says, right, Yagata umatsasa. That even after a person puts in yigia in anything in life, whether it be to achieve something positive or to get rid of something negative, ultimately the result happens al yad Rabbanu Shalom. It's not a direct quid pro quo. Our job is only to put in the hishtadlus. So that's why if at first you don't succeed, try again, because it's not your hishtadlus that's directly yielding the results. The Rabbanu Shalom yields the results. You're supposed to make the Hishtadlus, and you hope that a result of your Hishtadlus, the Rabbanu Shalom will come make the results. But you never know at which time of Hishtadlus you've actually put in the time that the Rabbanu Shalom says, okay, now he's done enough Hishtadlus, and now I'm going to give him the Siyata D'Shmaya to achieve it. See, if you begin to train yourself and realize that it's not just a direct equation, that, oh, if I do this, this will happen, because then you wonder, look, I tried, it still didn't happen. So then you're wondering, okay, obviously, you know, it's not meant to be. So I may as well stop trying. So that's the mistake that we have to erase from our consciousness, because a person has to realize that it's not the shot that if you try hard enough, it'll for sure happen. It's that if you try hard enough, hopefully you daven that the Rabbanu Shalom should show results, should give you the results. So you never know which time that you do it, if it's a davar tov or midah tova that you're trying, or a midah ra that you're trying to get rid of, you never know at which time the Rabbanu Shalom is going to open up the window of siyata d'shmaya, and for what reason the Rabbanu Shalom is going to decide to open up the window of siyata d'shmaya. It sometimes comes, and we have other statements of Chazal that relate to this also. Chazal say, "B'derech she'adam rotze leilech malichen oso." That generally speaking, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you have a machshava tova, or a similar way, Chazal say, Machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfu l'maisa, which can mean different things, but it means if a person has a It means, what it means is, in the context of what I want to say now, is that if a person has a sincere desire to get rid of an hagara or to grow an hagara tova, a person has a real sincere desire. So we have a promise from Chazal, b'derech she'adam rotze leilech molichem also, that if that's the sincere way you want to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you get there. You might not get there all the way. You might not get there all the way tomorrow. You might not get there all the way in a week or a month or a year or 10 years. But if this is a sincere hanhaga tova that you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you there. And if you continue to have that desire, so we have a trust and belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you there. Or machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzafer l'maisem. The ikar is the hishtadlus, right? That's what we said. We've said many, many times that we say by Yisim, right? Anu amelim, mehem amelim. The ikar is the amelus. The ikar is the effort. The ikar is the energy. So a person has to have a sense of chizuk and a sense of trust that you're trying something. That's why I think, you know, a Rebbe should never give up on a Talmud. A Talmud should never give up on himself. You never know. You never know where the ishtadlus is going to lead to. You never know when that barrage is going to open up. And Chazal say in last week's parasha, right? Rashi says even Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. So say Chazal. That even Yishmael, vayikbaro so Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav. Rashi says malamid she'asa Yishmael tshuva b'sof chayav. There were great Rishayim throughout generations who did tshuva even at the end. So great Rishayim could do tshuva. Kalvachomer us, that we're not great Rishayim. We're not people who, we have a sincere desire to be good, to be better, to constantly improve ourselves. So, especially during these dark times for Klal Yisrael, you know, if somebody like Uri Yifrach can pick himself up from such a tragedy and walk around the world saying Yivdu es Hashem b'simcha, and walk around the world saying, you know, Tov lahodos l'Hashem ulazamer l'shimcha elyon. You know, again, that's a different nekuda. That's what we spoke about last week, more about responding to tragedy. But that's very much on our minds this week. It's very, very hard. We had a terrible tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy in our yeshiva family. So if he can pick himself up from that, we should be able to pick ourselves up from whatever life throws us. But moreover, in terms of connecting to this, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, we have to understand that life often throws challenge after challenge after challenge, and we make Hishtadlos after Hishtadlos after Hishtadlos. We're trying to say Brachos with more Kavana, we're trying to die with more Kavana. And just I'll share with you, just again, I'm not sharing it with you. I decided, I've been wanting to do this for like 5 years, probably. I wanted to buy that for myself. I had one sitter that I daven with every morning. I had daven with the same sitter, you know, probably for like, I know exactly how long, because they gave it out at the Yingez or Woodmere dinner in 2001. So I was davening with the same sitter for, till like a few months ago. For 13 years, davening from the same sitter every day. I say my daily sitter to my talisman. But for the last 3-4 years, there's certain parts of my davening that I'm not happy with, that I don't understand every word that I'm saying, and that I don't have the fullest. So I've been telling myself for 3-4 years, I have to buy that new sitter where they have every word has the English. You know what sitter I'm talking about? The new art school that has the interlinear. So why didn't I do it 4 years ago? Like, I had the idea. I knew it would help my davening. So I kept on saying, I got to do it. And what? I didn't have the time to take 20 minutes out. So it's terrible that I just waited. But I kept it in my head. So then finally, a few months ago, I bought it. And now my whole davening was like totally changed. Because I'm actually, you know, when I ever have a problem with one area davening, I slow down, try to remember a Shechter's words all the time. Tov ma'at b'kavana mehar b'shalo b'kavana. With me, certain things take a very long time. What can I tell you? They take a very long time till I get around to doing them. But that's sometimes the way, I assume if it happens to me, it probably happens to you also sometimes. That you want to do something, and you want to do something, and you're trying, and it doesn't happen. That's a dumb example. That's a small example, but in the bigger examples of trying to beat a certain vice that we have, or trying to, so everybody should understand that you got to stay in the game, you got to stay in the hunt, stay in the game. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, Yagatu Matzos Atam and Yeshua Hashem Karefayin could happen at any moment. At any moment, all of a sudden, the Yeshua could happen. So, Hashem should give us siyata deshmaya that our entire lifetimes. I meant one more thing. Sorry, just one more pasuk. Tashev enosh adaka v'tomer shuvu b'nei adam. I meant to talk a little bit more about that. I don't know why where that went, but it was supposed to be here also. I was right here. Chazal say adichducho shel nefesh. Tashev enosh adaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits with man mamish until the last moment that he's going to do tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu has infinite patience. So we shouldn't think, it's a pasuk we say every Shabbos in the Tehillim, right? Tefillah Moshe, I think. Tashev enosh adaka v'tomer shuvu b'nei adam. While a person has a breath, while a person has life, while a person can still breathe, he can still see, he can still act, that means you have the koichos. That's what Eyal Yifrach was writing for all future generations. If he wasn't killed, I don't know how many people would have read this diary. But even if you fall 1,000 times, know that even if you fell, that's a proof that you succeeded in getting up after you fell. It's a proof that you have the strength to get up. So Bez Hashem, we should continue to have the strength to fight. And to continue with our lifetimes filled with growth until that time where we can be reunited with the Harugim and with the three boys, and we'll thank them for all of the things that we learned from their lives. May that day come. Here the Amen, Amen.